If you have a Bible, please turn there and follow me as I read. Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Oh, dear friends, how great is your faith that you put on the Lord Jesus and His Word. Let me ask you, how often do you read that word? The word of life is to be read and digested and practiced in our own life. I remember the days of Dr. John Sung. He's now a name to all of you here. The only person who has heard him preach is perhaps myself. I was only 10. But Miss Wu, Leona, who came to our hometown of Kluang in Johor State, urged our parents, "You must come down to Singapore. Leave everything else behind, for here is a man of God, and his words will change your lives and give you a new life that you never knew you had." So we listened and we went. Father closed down his clinic, and we all took the train down to Singapore. The very first meeting was in the night, and we went there expecting a blessing, which we received in no uncertain terms. This man, John Sung, preached the Word of God in a way that no one else could. His compatriot and co-laborer called William Schubert from America, he testified to this. He said, "I have heard almost all the preachers who are well known to have powerful preaching, and there is none to compare. Truly, all those other preachers may preach, but for results of repentance, revival, no one did compare with Dr. John Sung in any way." I can still remember that slight man. He was not big. In fact, I think he was a little shorter than I and a little thinner. But his preaching was different. Every word that came out of his mouth was Holy Spirit filled and it pierced to our own heart and soul and mind and strength. "Do you have any sin to confess?" came from the Dr. Sung's lips. And people went up to the altar, the so-called altar call. Whenever he gave the invitation, they all came up by the dozens. I still remember vividly how the man from Telok Ayer Street, who had a famous art studio, he came with 3 wives, confessed his sin, and the 3 wives confessed their sin. And in the same day, they were all saved. So 2 wives became redundant and joined the Bible college and became Bible women and missionaries. That is the power of Dr. John Sung. Listen to the word of God, but not don't just be hearers of the word, but doers also. You know that teaching, dear friends, ask yourself, are you reading God's word? Are you obeying God's word? I was so challenged when we went back to Batu Pahat. Mind you, we had moved in the meantime from Kluang to Batu Pahat, and that became our home for 25 years. I was so surprised one morning at about 4:30 a.m. I aroused from sleep and saw the study being illuminated by an electric lamp, as it was already illuminated. And I looked and I could not believe my eyes. A crowd of the young people who had been staying with us were all up reading their Bibles. How many times have you read the Bible? And do you read it with understanding and with persuasion that you will do what the Word of God does? What the Word of God tells you to do, do you do it? That is the real test of revival. John's Gospel, chapter 14, first verse. Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. For Jesus could see it on the faces of his disciples. What were they troubled about? Because lately, around that time, Jesus was telling them, I have to go to Jerusalem. And there I will be detained and arrested by the authorities, the scribes, Pharisees, and the hierarchy. Those in power are going to arrest me. And I will be their prisoner. And there I saw this group of young people reading the Word of God. You read too. Follow me, please. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now what is Jesus saying to the crowd, to his disciples? After all, they had been following him for 3 years. And every action of his was filled with power. Remember how he fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Some people think it was just a psychological response to his generosity. When he says, let's all open our hampers, our lunch packets, and share that around. No, dear friends, there were 5,000 besides the children and the women. There could have been 7,000 or 8,000. And all he had in his hands, he kept giving out, demonstrating his power. Oh, dear friends, do you know you have such a friend as your Savior? Especially those of our members today who were baptized in Jesus' name, and who took on the courage to be his witnesses. Now, Jesus saw the worrisome faces in the disciples. After all, he had been with them for over 3 years. Now he tells them, I'm going to die. And then I have to leave you. I will die, but I will rise from the dead. And then I shall ascend to heaven where I came from. Now, do you believe in this, dear friends? Believe in the Lord means I surrender my life to Him. He is my Lord and my God, and I know He has saved me from all my sins. And He will yet save me and protect me and keep me until I arrive home in heaven. Do you have that faith to trust? Jesus says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go and prepare a place for you. This is the most reassuring of the three verses. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare, I will come again when your house is ready. What a great promise. Not only will He go to His Father's house, and there He will prepare a home for you and for me. And He says, I will come again and receive you, take you up there. Do you know that? This is His promise. Now please read verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, here is the most precious promise. I will come again. I will come back to you again. Oh, this is a promise so wonderful. Our Lord Jesus not only will go to the Father's house, and by the way, that house or mansion is immeasurably better than any HDB apartment. Yes, today you have HDB giving you better and better apartments. But in the Father's house, Jesus says, I have mansions. I have many mansions. If one of you will get a mansion, each of you, I will prepare, and when I'm ready, I will come again. And then I'll receive you unto myself, and then I'll take you to the heavenly home. This is the promise. Do you believe it? There are those who set dates about Jesus' return. The most famous one is Mrs. Ellen White. And out of her great blunder of predicting Jesus' return, of course Jesus never returned. 1844, he said. She said, the Lord Jesus will return in 1844. When Jesus never returned, she says, I'm sorry, it is a mistake. So out of that mistake grew a church called the Seventh-day Adventist Church. So you get the history of this strange church. Today it has done extremely well on a lie, on a mistake. There are over 24,000 to 25,000 Seventh-day Adventist churches around the world, and many, many hundreds of hospitals and nursing homes run by Adventists. So out of a mistake grew a church. We do not trust in mistakes, but we trust in the Lord Jesus. All right. Now, look at verse 3. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Did Jesus give us a date? No, Jesus never gives dates of events. But all He says is, be ready. And I say the same to all of us here. You know the Lord Jesus is gone away to prepare a place for you and me. And when He is done so and ready, He will come back and He will take us there Himself. Amazing promise. Verse 3, I go and prepare a place for you, and then I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. This is the most comforting verse. Dr. John Sung preached for 2 weeks at a time. When he preached, people weep with tears. When he offered issues, the altar call, 20, 30, 40, 50 people will come to the front and pray with him and receive his prayers for themselves. Lives are changed. The man with three wives turned around and repented, and two wives went to seminary. Do you know that? This is the power of Dr. John Sung's preaching. I will read again to you if you follow me. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Now the last verse is the most promising and exciting piece of promise. The last verse says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. No dates, no promise of any particular day that he will come. But he says, I will go. When the time comes, I will return back to take you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. Do you know this promise is to you and me? For the day is coming when the Lord Jesus will return. And then He will gather His sheep. We are His sheep. And He will take us all home when the time comes. My question is, are you ready? Are you ready? You ask me, how can I be ready? Number one, know what the Lord says. You must know your Bible. You must read it. Remember, during the revival days, I told you, in my home, when I saw the light on at 4:30 a.m., and I ventured a look, I saw a group of the young people who had come to lodge in my house, studying the Word of God. Do you ever take the opportunity to study God's Word and to memorize God's Word and to put it into practice in your life? Remember, the Lord is coming soon, and His coming is not by dates, but by your preparedness. I prepare every day, waiting for the coming again of the Lord Jesus. As I serve Him and follow Him, I know I can never go wrong, because He says to me, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will return. This is the greatest promise. Do you know it? Who says so? What verse says so? John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 3. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you there to myself. This is a promise. Our Lord will do, will carry out, will make good the promise. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Give us the Holy Spirit and fill us with power. Power to do thy work, power to do thy will, to know that we have a Savior, Jesus, who not only died, but rose from the dead and promises to come back for us when the house, a mansion is ready. O Lord our God, increase our faith that we may know our Lord Jesus is alive and well and coming back soon to take us back to with Him to the heavenly place which He has prepared for us. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, Amen.